Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks. They defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning and hoist the Stanley Cup once again. Blackhawks fans, this is your destination for a complete recap of this historic season and full coverage of the celebration.
This is what it's all about. That's why we play the game.
We're going to be partying with the city for at least a week straight here.
To hoist that thing, it hasn't sunk in yet.
It was a great achievement. I'm going to enjoy this one.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Congratulations to the Blackhawks from the Wolves on their Stanley Cup. And after winning his third Stanley Cup, Patrick Kane reflected on the run to a championship following the Hawks' 2-0 win over the Lightning in Game 6 of the final.
Can't really compare them. I think everyone's special in its own right. Right now, this one feels unreal. It feels like it was the toughest. We had to go through some good teams. You know, Nashville gave us all they can handle. Minnesota was a sweep, but it was still a lot of one-goal games. Anaheim, we were down 3-2, came back to win 7 on the road. We're down 2-1 in this series, win 3 straight. Fun to win this one at home and, answer the bell. So, it's exciting.
And with the Hawks winning the Cup at home for the first time since 1938, pretty special, right, Andrew Shaw?
It feels just as good, if not better. You know, these fans get to experience something that, we've done on the road the past few years. And like I said, I couldn't be happier to do it in front of them.
Now we just await the Blackhawks celebratory parade. That'll come later this week. Right now, the Cup touring around Chicago this past hour is at Phil Stefani's restaurant on Rush Street. Also, Johnny Oduya revealed he played through an elbow tear suffered in Game 3 of the final. Meantime, Cubs will debut another prospect tonight at the friendly confines, Kyle Schwarber joining the Major League Club. He is not in the starting lineup, but will be available to pinch hit. Joe Maddon confirmed that with Spiegel and Goff last hour. Cubs and Indians tonight at Wrigley, Jake Arrieta and Trevor Bauer are your starters. White Sox send Jose Quintana to the mound tonight. They will visit the Pirates and Charlie Morton. Quintana a 2.21 ERA over his last four starts. Cardinals being investigated by the FBI for corporate espionage. New York Times reports St. Louis front office members hacked into the Houston Astros computers to obtain private player personnel information. Padres have named Pat Murphy interim manager after firing Bud Black. Martellus Bennett participated in Bears mandatory minicamp at Halas Hall today. He says everyone should be seeking a new contract, and he certainly is, but would not confirm whether he asked the team for a trade. And Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight, the Warriors leading the Cavs 3-2. Scoreboard update is brought to you by BMW Championship at Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest. Visit BMWChampionship.com. And with the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get the freshest produce for less. They have 2 pounds of blueberries for $5.98. 6 Haas avocados are just $4.87. And organic bananas for only 66 cents a pound. Join and save Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score tonight at 5:30. Sox visit the Pirates on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jordan Bernfield, for the updates all day long.
JB was at the game last night, too.
Yeah, how about that, man? And then are you going to Wrigley tonight to go see Kyle Schwarber?
You going to Wrigley, JB? No?
No.
Yes? No, no. He's had
going
enough.
To sleep.
JB's partied out.
He's going, back. He's going back to the UC.
Yeah, he can go hard.
He's going cup chasing.
Yeah, that Bernfield, you know, burning the candle at both ends.
Bernfielding the candle at both ends.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, 10 more minutes of that, Terry.
Oh, God, we can't have that on this show.
No, no bad jokes.
We cannot have that.
No bad jokes in this time slot.
I do not want to drag the humor quality down.
Can you guys really talk about how great the Hawks are off the ice? Can you do that on
Jim? Oh, did you hear that call?
I'm Jim.
I'm like, just stay in the lane. Just stay in the pocket.
Stay in the pocket, dude. Don't get too excited there. I was waiting for it.
That stands for all of us.
Because he was comparing it to the other teams and
these
the
guys are clean. They lead a clean life.
He's like off the ice. Off the ice.
Talking about
I'm like stay in the pocket, Jim. Yeah. Don't do it.
Oh, Jim.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Oh,
a little
Jim.
Wrong.
Jim off stride. I kept waiting. You got him though. You did a nice job with him because otherwise it's like Jim.
Yeah, we let him down softly. I say go back to enjoying your team because apparently you don't have the
and leave us alone.
Oh, leave you alone, maybe.
Yeah, leave us alone.
We like to touch
we
the people.
We got enough of them.
We like the happy people.
Yeah, we got enough of them.
Oh, there's happy people.
Drunk bastards on the phone today, though.
Yeah.
Good for them. Good for them.
Hockey drunk people today. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Eddie Olczyk, good conversation with Eddie at 10 o'clock. Sam Fels, about 10:45. Another good conversation, if I don't say so, my damn self. And then Joe Madden, which is fun every week. That guy, he gives you stuff.
You understand.
He tells you things, but not too much. He's careful. We broke the news to him on the air. About the Cardinals Astros
please.
Hacking thing.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. So
he didn't know about it.
He didn't know what we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski. I'm sorry, Bernsie knows all. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski.
Knew about it.
And Adam Harris
stone, isn't it?
Are the producers.
It's been a couple hours. I think
Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Mike Florio, Steve Stone on the White Sox, because they play baseball.
Pooch.
The pooch is screaming.
Just
I can hear him
here. The pooch
is
died.
Screaming.
Yeah, black and gray covered pooch.
My pooch is haunted.
Everybody's dog is dead because of the White Sox. It's awful.
Dogs are dead.
Yeah, when was the last time? I mean, the level of satisfaction from that game, this is not a sport designed to give you fait accompli. It's just not a sport to there were things just kind of work out the way they should. But you know what? It damn did.
Mm-hmm.
It did. Everything was just right. Mm-hmm. And everybody said, well, the stars will be there when it matters. And, you know, there they were.
Came with the fingers.
It was like Wizzo.
It was a fun night.
Pass
is stupid.
And, man, I hope people really understand it. Back to the caller that you were talking to. I'm
Jim.
Sorry I missed it.
It's Jim.
Caller Jim.
Mm-hmm.
When all is said and done, I am marveling at what I think is one of the single greatest coaching jobs in the history of professional sports.
What about Dicka?
And that now I'm talking about from the start of this season, because of things that were
Dicka
already
in New Orleans
that were already happening with this team at this time last year after they lost to the Kings. If you look at what this team has been through, and
kept it together.
You had the death of a well liked former teammate, and you had the death 2 months before of a very well liked, well connected equipment manager. You had the
Eddie O about it too.
You had the Corey Crawford off ice incident, and you had any number of things that
Could have split this thing
that
up.
Happened.
Yep. And he did not allow that.
A lesser coach,
yep.
A lesser captain.
Yeah, it's a combination.
And
there's obviously a partner. There's a partnership there, Terry, and you
combo
can see
player.
It
yep.
sometimes.
Accountability. Yep.
And the very top, from John McDonough on down, because of this organization staying on message with everything that was going on, and there was a lot going on. It is an astonishing accomplishment to win this title in this sport with this team this year. That is absolutely amazing.
Didn't you think, though, despite the regular season, they were the best?
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah,
again,
I did.
There was enough leaks, though.
Yeah, a lesser. Well, if anything else isn't quite right, If it's not this organization, if it's not that captain, if it's not this coach, they don't win.
You know,
but it is that captain.
Correct.
Right. He's there. Captain Sirius is there. Yeah, doing it, man.
All-timer's
that,
right.
That dude is, like we talked about early speech, that dude is up there with you. Whatever legends you want to put up there.
Greatest player of all time.
Buckus, Jordan, Pippen, all those guys. He's in that. He's walking with those dudes in terms of importance.
He's at the table with him, the big boy table?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's pretty close. How about this? At 27, 28... Anybody in a team sport who has done this kind of thing by 27 or 28, how many titles did Magic have by 27 or 28? And did he have an MVP as well?
Yeah,
he did.
Okay.
Yeah, he won as a rookie.
That's true, because when we talk about some guys, they're just, they get like a cherry on top championship at the end that sort of that validates everything.
Now, how about did Jeter have an MVP by the time the late 90s Yankees were racking up titles, up World Series?
For sure.
I mean, because, you know...
just talking about the brilliance in youth.
Yeah, because Taves doesn't have a heart. You know, he's got a Selke, right?
He's got two Selkies.
He doesn't have a heart, hard trophy, which is the MVP, but still.
I've got two Selkies. It's all that's left to Deary.
You've got two Selkies.
And you do have a heart, Terry.
And a naked
man.
You
have at least one heart, happened, as far as I know.
I don't know what happened.
He has a series of aortic arches like an earthworm, actually. It's technically not a heart.
I'm just like, wait a minute. What happened here? Why are you naked in my urinal?
But three titles as a captain, plus Olympic gold, plus junior gold, and a couple of Selkies. No, it's pretty remarkable.
Look, they're great Hawks in the past. We know who they are, and most of them are ambassadors to the team. And we were talking about Stan Mikita yesterday, who, to me, was the greatest Hawk of them all until now. Now it's him. Mm-hmm. Stan was unbelievable. And Bobby Hull, you can have him.
Posey have an MVP when three World Series in his first 7 years?
Yeah.
That's a different sport, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's just, you know, you get
the
your turn.
The randomness of hockey is, I think, the things that people get mad about when you say hockey, you know, or just saying, oh, just hockey happened, that I think that's the beauty that comes along with it as well.
But the lesson is the greatness mitigates randomness.
Well, you're right. But some of the things that could happen at hell, you saw it last year.
I know.
Game 7. Some of the things that could happen to a team that is primed for another run just happens.
And for
it to happen this way three times in 6 years, it's not by coincidence. By happenstance. It's because that dude and those people are together. And the resolve that you talked about, Spiegs, and the resiliency, being able to regulate your emotions even in times where you're not on the ice. There's a lot of times where this, like you mentioned, Dan, this thing could have fell apart. And we're talking about regulating emotions. We're talking about regulating feelings about, okay, you did this to me, or I did this to you, or you keep running into these troubles, damn it, this thing is going to break.
Clashing over this
thing's going to break, and it didn't break. Because when you get handed, I won't say handed, but when you're allowed to be that great that early, watching how people interact after that is very important. And these guys, whether it be Seabrook or Taves, hell, Kane grew up. If we're going to take shots at him, you got to give him his credit.
That's what you talk to Jim when you call him after the show. Tell Jim that.
So it's not the hunky-dory, everything is good story, but it is a story, I think, of resiliency and
great story.
regulating your emotions.
It is.
Jeter was Rookie of the Year and World Series MVP in 2002, but never MVP.
All-Star
MVP as well.
Cal Ripken won Rookie of the Year and MVP in back-to-back years and won a World Series title.
Oh, White Sox fans know that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that was God, that made Bill Beck smoke even more.
How about this? You know, a caller brought this up earlier, and I'm sure it's been discussed, but I just keep thinking about it. That, you know, you've got one owner in town with two organizations that is relentlessly loyal and stays within the family, sometimes to a fault.
Yep.
And you have this organization that, as soon as Rocky took over, said, "All right, I need to know how to do PR. Let's grab McDonough. I need to know how to build an organization. Let's go talk to Detroit, shall we? Let's get some Bowmans. And I need a coach. And even though my guy, my loyal guy, my team guy, Savard, is here, let me go get a coach who's won before and knows what the hell he's doing."
Well, we were out when they fired Savard, for the love of God. We said that was a great move, and everybody was just like up in arms. I remember the day we were out in Libertyville. Mm-hmm.
That day was crazy. Mm-hmm. Everybody was talking about how the Hawks have lost their core fan base now because they let go of that
That's
guy.
Right.
Likened it to, like, this is like when Bill Cartwright got let go. Like, he's a guy who everyone kind of likes, but
good guy, bad coach.
You're next level.
Yeah, he's a good
guy. You got to get to the next step.
If you can't figure out how to do it, go out.